Seminole Nation and the Robert Hook Show is brought to you by premier sponsor, First National Bank of Eastern Arkansas. Bugmobile of Arkansas. H&R Block of Mississippi County. Ed Harshman and Harshman Reynolds. And Roller Swift Funeral Home. Council member Tyler Dunnigan. Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Grant Barnett. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of the Robert Hook Show on the Seminole Nation Facebook page and YouTube page. My name is Michael Eflin. I'm joined by Mr. Bobby Eflin. He does all the color commentary for us on the live feed, and also does a lot of the play-by-play, and with a week like we had last week, he does a little bit of everything. And we're also joined by the head football coach of your Osceola Seminoles, Mr. Robert Hooks. And Coach, first of all, we'll go back and talk about the last game between you and Gosnell, last non-conference game before we get into the conference schedule, last tune-up. You've played three now, so now you kind of know where your players are going to be at, hopefully. I know you still got some moving around to do, but at least you know kind of what your players play well at on the offensive side and the defensive side. We always break this down in three parts. We break it down in the non-conference schedule, your conference schedule, and your postseason. And we're at the end of the first step. We played the Gosnell Pirates, and we all knew that the Gosnell Pirates would be very, very well coached, and we knew they'd be a lot better from what they showed. Started off 0-2 with a loss to Nettleton and then to Kennett, Missouri, and both of them pretty good-sized losses. But when you get the Seminoles and the Pirates together, it's always a big game.
Yes, sir.
So what we'll do is, Bobby, man, if we can have a game go bad for us, this was the one. We get up in the booth, we get set up, everything's ready to go. We think we're early on time, and then boom, we lose power. Lose power all over the stadium. I mean, the clocks are out. Everything at the stadium is out, lights and all. And then we finally see the lights come back on, we get power, we get everything rebooted, start again, and what happens? Lose it again. So we lost power twice. So by the time that we were coming on the air, the first touchdown was just about to happen. Coach, lost containment there on your linebackers and the line of scrimmage. And number 24, Jadarian Young for the Gosnell Pirates, goes 64 yards on a run. Scores the first points of the game and leads this game 8-0. And they had a two-point conversion run by Mr. Marion Partee, and Gosnell led 8-0. Tell us a little bit about what happened there on the defensive side of the ball, allowed him to get through that line of scrimmage, and it was a foot race.
Well, we had both our inside backers got caught up in the wash, and instead of scraping it coming downhill too early, instead of scraping over the top, and we had a defensive back to come in and just miss the play, not make the tackle, and just like I told you last week, we're gonna get everybody's best, and I expect the Gosnell to be a very good football team, and they showed what they showed all summer, and Jadarian Young, Partee, and then the young kid, the Anderson kid, they ran the football well and executed.
Bobby, Seminoles, they act like it didn't let it bother them, though. I mean, yes, they go down 8-0, but coming back right back on offense, number 11, Dontavian Littleton, has a 13-yard touchdown pass to Mr. Greg Hooks. And then we had the extra point by MJ Vance, and we were right back with them 8-7. So, Bobby, the Seminoles come right back on offense.
You know, we kind of chalked up that first touchdown to a little bit of lost focus there, because you had the game started and we got a couple of plays in, and boom, the power goes out and you have a stoppage in play. And then you start again and boom, the power goes out and we have another stoppage in play. And then you get a touchdown run. And that, you know, that's hard for a young kid to get out there, get the motor going, get fired up, get ready to play, and then they're stopped. So I think Osceola came back, got on the offensive side of the ball, got comfortable. Game was rolling along then. You had some momentum flowing. and we saw them respond really well. I think what Coach talked about in the – and we've talked about this several times already this year, the linebacker depth is so important in how they play and maintaining that depth and scraping along the line of scrimmage to sniff out those counter runs that we've been seeing hurt us all year. And that's a lot of youth, I think. You got kids that want to go to the ball, they want to run to the ball,
right,
and they take that first open hole, and that running back is picking and choosing. So I think that, you know, they're going to get better at that as the year goes on.
Mm-hmm. So, Coach, we get through the first quarter, get into the second quarter. Also, it starts to settle down a little bit. Number 13, Stephon Coleman, has a 9-yard touchdown run. MJ Vance adds the extra point, and the Seminoles take the lead 14-8. Just tell us a little bit about Stephon. We hadn't talked a lot about Stephon. We did at the very beginning, maybe in our first show or two, and you talked about how just a good football player and how he doesn't understand how good he could really be. Well, he steps up here and gets you a touchdown there in the second quarter. Just talk a little bit about Stephon.
Well, Stephon is a tremendous athlete who, you know, he had a red shirt sophomore year. He didn't play for us last year. But he's still raw in a few areas, but he's a very explosive player, and I'm telling you, he had a great week of practice too. So I think if he'll continue to work the way that he's been working, you're going to see a lot from him as the season goes on. Again, just youth and inexperience with him as far as some of the mistakes that he made. But hey, I can deal with you messing up full speed. So if he continues to do that, we're still going to believe in him and give him the opportunity.
Bobby, we kick the ball back off to Gosnell there in the second quarter. They come right back, just like Coach just alluded to. Number 34, Travell Anderson, goes 82 yards for a touchdown on a run. Just caught the hole, and he was pure speed to the end zone. They tried to attempt a two-point conversion. It was no good. So we have a 14-14 tie, Bobby.
Same thing happened on that play that we've been talking about. You got a little over pursuit by the linebackers. He makes one cut into the hole, and then the defense is not there. The safeties have come up and run support, and Mr. Anderson had the speed to take it to the house. A good strong run, and I thought Gosnell was very disciplined on their offensive front. They made some good blocks. They utilized the H-back Landon Hicks very well. He would step into the hole and get a hat on the linebacker. He was playing off of the D tackle, off the three, and moving up to the second level and getting a hat on the linebacker. So they knew and had obviously watched film from previous games that Osceola liked to over pursue. They had a good game plan, and they utilized it very well in the beginning.
So, Coach, 14-14 at that point. 4:13 left right before the half. They only scored before halftime. MJ Vance to number 4, Trey Moore, 9-yard touchdown pass. MJ kicks the extra point. We go to halftime, 21-14. So just a little bit, Coach, just analyze that first half if you can for us.
Well, I thought offensively, I think we scored on every drive that we had. Defensively, gave up big plays. And, again, after watching the film, I was pleased with the effort. I didn't see anybody loafing on both sides of the ball. So, effort, you know, if we're making mistakes that are fundamental, you know, that's on me. That's coaching. So what we're going to do is continue to work on fundamentals this week and, you know, technique and make sure that we're in the right spot, that we're doing the right thing. But I thought overall our effort was good all over the football field. I was pleased with that after, you know, I didn't know before, but after watching the game tape, I was pleased with the effort. I have to do a better job of coaching.
So we go to halftime, 21-14. Osceola leads the Gosnell Pirates. Come out in the third quarter. Gosnell gets the ball, or Osceola gets the ball first, ends up having to punt. Gosnell gets the ball back. Number 24, Jadarian Young, goes 38 yards on a touchdown run, which gives Gosnell the lead, 22-21. And Coach, you know, again, they just bust that run again. And, you know, at this point you think, man, you know, it's going to be a dog fight. Hey, you know, 22-21, what's going to happen here? We don't know, you know, anything could happen. They end up getting the ball back right before the end of the third quarter with 56 seconds left. Jadarian Young again has a 6-yard touchdown run, and their 2-point conversion was no good, and now they're up 28-21. And coach, at that point, your team could have folded. I mean, they could have got down and said, well, you know, I don't know if we can stop this run, or what we're doing is not working. So they could have folded, but they didn't, because right back, they kicked the ball to us. And Bobby, let me hear that word you call him.
Mr. Dependable.
Trey Moore has an 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. And coach, you on the sideline, you had a closer look at it, but when you get up in that booth like we are, you can see it. And when he caught that ball and he took off, you could just see the crease. And we kept talking as he was running. We kept saying, if he hit the hole, he's going to be gone. And he did. He hit that hole, coach, and Trey Moore was gone. I mean, it was unbelievable. It's just like he had an extra gear once he got through that hole. Right. I know you've worked on special teams. You've been working on it because of other reasons. You gave up that punt return for a touchdown against Valley View. We had a kickoff return for a touchdown. I mean, so we've been working on the special teams to try to stop some things going on. This week's special teams helps you out. Talk a little bit about the preparation on your special teams.
Well, first thing I want to talk about the team not folding. Right after Jadarian broke that last run to make it 28-21, we had guys come to the sideline, and, you know, they were bickering a little bit, and all at once, you know, Rod Hill, he says, man, hey, it's over, it's done, we finna play football, we're not going to do this. At that point there, him and MJ were the two guys who squashed everything, and I knew that. I said, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine then. As we're going on the field, you know, Trey's normally the guy that the left tight end.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people, sky kicked to us. That's why I put him and Greg over there. But he come to me and said, Coach, can I go back deep? Let me go back. And, you know, we do specialty period every day on special teams. So he actually gets back and returns punts and kicks. He also punts. He's a guy who can punt too. But I gave him the okay, told him to go ahead, and we moved LeFay down. And, he did it. He made a great run and showed great vision and patience, hit it at the right time and finished.
He did. And Bobby, I mean, you talk about it. You've coined the nickname Mr. Dependable, because every time you need him to really show up, shows up anyway. Hey, Trey is the perfect example of a football player, but he shows up anyway. But when you really need him to show up, just to stand up and do something awesome, he does it, Bobby.
And I was talking to Coach about that before the show, before we started taping, that I get called. I'm a Trey Moore fan. There's no doubt about it. I love the way the kid plays the game. I love his approach to the game. And I get caught up a lot of times watching what Trey's doing. And we've talked about this a lot. He is doing what he's supposed to do on every play. He's not flashy all the time. He's not out there with an eye on his chest and pounding his chest. He's just doing what he's supposed to do. He's executing at a high level. And, you know, we talked about MJ and Rod and Greg and Trey and that senior leadership. And when you have that, you know, you take that punch in the face and you come off the field and you have those issues. As a coach, it has to feel good when you don't have to step in. When you've got that senior leadership on that team that comes out and says, guys, knock it off. We got a ball game to play. And I think that's what you saw out of those four young men on Friday night. But Trey is the prototypical football player. He's all about team. He's all about doing his job. Even when he's not touching the ball, he's doing his job. You see him blocking downfield. I don't think he's got a bigger fan maybe than his mother. She's probably a bigger fan than I am. But Trey does a great job on that football field, and he's fun to watch.
Again, I'm gonna say it again: the silent assassin. I'm telling you, he's not gonna say much, but I'm telling you, when it's time to play football, he's gonna be there and give you everything that he has and work hard until the whistle blows on every single play. Mm-hmm. You know, those both his touchdown runs. I didn't even see a reaction after once he scored. He scored, come back and hand the ball to the ref and win it and
all
rested.
Business.
He rested. You know, because he's the holder, too. So
he's all business. He is.
So Coach, we get to the end of the third quarter, 28-28. Any person's game. Just real quick, Coach, before we get into the fourth quarter and talk about the end of the ball game, still got a problem with penalties. We've talked about this week after week and trying to get that cleaned up. Did a better job of it in the Belleville game. I won't, you know, and plus the turnovers were good. But we come back and we get false start penalties. We had some personal fouls. We had a kid run on the field without a helmet on. Then he got a personal or unsportsmanlike conduct for that. So just talk a little bit about the penalties and the mistakes. We had two turnovers, and just talk a little bit about that and what we got to do to get focused.
Well, I'll say it again. You know, it all started from the week of preparation. You know, we didn't have a good sole week of practice, and actually on Wednesday I sent him home. You know, I guess we thought that we were going to do what everybody else done. You know, you try to warn them that this is a really good football team, and they're going to be really good. They're going to play us closer than anybody has. But you know that you don't want, you know, once you've won as many games as these kids have, they think the coach is just talking sometimes. Yep. So instead of listening and taking heed, we come back and Thursday have a good focus day, but I mean the foundation work is already laid, and what we did in practice showed. So I don't think we'll have a problem with that anymore. You know, guys, they come together and really showed some heart. So we'll, you know, that's still yet to be seen, but I think we'll have all that cleaned up. You know, now we have 2 weeks of preparation. You know, we'll use this week for more fundamentals and then technique on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, we'll get into working on Hoxie.
28-28 at the end of the third, folks. Any man's game, any team's game. There ain't one score in the fourth quarter. It comes with a 6:33 mark. When there's a punt by the Gosden Pirates, number four, Trey Moore, takes the punt, goes 56 yards for a touchdown. And, folks, I know you've already seen it on the live stream. We lost our live feed about a play before this punt return for a touchdown. I explained it on the live feed. It don't do justice, I'll tell you. He takes the ball down the sideline, and right when the Gosden defender thinks he's going to go out of bounds, he makes a juke and goes to the end zone for a touchdown. One of the best punt returns, Coach, I think I've seen in a long time by a young man. Trey takes it to the house, 56-yard touchdown. Extra point is good by MJ Vance. We get another opportunity. We get down to about the one-yard line. And they say we don't get in, which they're right. We do get stopped at the one, have to give it back to them, but we end up making them stop. We stop them, and the clock's going to run out. Osceola Seminoles go 2-1, 35-28 over the Gosden Pirates.
Right.
Talk a little bit about the fourth quarter.
One thing I'd like to say is that our kickoff return and punt return team, you know, we got bodies on bodies and allowed Trey to hit the seam. So that effort right there, like I say, when I went back and watched the film, I was shocked. I mean, I thought I was going to see several guys loafing, walking, you know, not doing the right thing. I thought that we gave great effort. So, you know, that right there is when I say, you know, you got to look in the mirror as a head football coach, you know, and I, as a head football coach, have to prepare my assistants, to relay the message that we need to get to our kids. And I can promise you that we're going to do it. Every single coach has worked their butt off. I mean, I can tell you the hours that we spend preparing. And really, you know, we start four sophomores. You look at, we started Kamarian Brooks at a defensive end, started A.J. Harris on the defensive end, started Don Littleton as an inside backer, and Jaden Brown. So you had four sophomores out there, and then Rod Hill, who's a junior, and he's still, right now it's inexperienced, and we're going to get it together. We're going to gel, and those guys are going to be huge playmakers for us for the next 2 and 3 years. So I'm very excited about that. But the fourth quarter, I thought we did well. Again, we had a big long drive, used the clock. The only thing better that you like to see is to punch it in. That could have been I think it was a bad play call with me. But the play before that, you know, we took a loss. Yes, sir. Where I was calling timeout, tried to call timeout. So, you know, the very next play, I had to run down to call yes, timeout, and we get it. But, you know, just situation, game situation stuff that have to be better at, and then probably should have called some type of play action or actually just let Dunn keep it. But we will work to fix that.
No doubt about it. Bobby, we talk about, me and you talk a lot about, you know, when a team is in a dogfight, on offense, you're matched up about the same. On defense, you're matched up about the same. Something's got to give somewhere, and we talk about how the special teams can win ball games. I really believe in my heart, Friday night, our special teams was the difference in this ball game. It gave us 14 points, and we ended up winning by 7. So my opinion is, like we talked about, special teams won us that ball game Friday night.
And they did. And, you hear this all the time. You hear Coach speak all the time about all three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams. But what we saw Friday night, to me, was the best special teams output we've seen all year from the Seminoles. Sure. The kickoff return that Trey ran back was blocked up really, really well. The wedge came back. I was able to see some guys in their lanes. They got their heads around. They found a hat to put a hat on, and then you let Trey find the seam and go through it. And that punt return was blocked up really, really well. I think Gosnell made a mistake. They punted into the side that you look for the return to be set up on. But, again, the kids got back. They got back with hustle, got their heads around, put a hat on a hat, and that move Trey put on at the end. He completely fooled the Gosnell defender. That kid thought he was going out of bounds. Trey gives him the shake, and he goes down the sideline. And Trey's got the speed to do that. He's got the speed to make that work. But, again, you can't say enough about Trey and just doing what he's supposed to do, making the right call, being in the right place, doing the right thing. And, you know, I think that you didn't see any quit in your team at all. No. They played to the end. And they could have taken the adversity when they go down by 7 points. They could have mailed it in the rest of the ball game. They chose not to. I think that's got to be inspiring for the rest of the year that you see kids that respond that way.
That's right. Plus, it gives you confidence. Confidence. I mean, it lets you know that, hey, we're in a dogfight, but we fight hard. We want it more than they do. We're going to win the ball game. And that lets them know that maybe down the road somewhere when you're in another dogfight with another team, hey, just keep plugging. And you'll be there in the end. That's why you want it. You want a chance to be there in the end.
Right.
So, 35-28, Osceola beats the Gosnell Pirates. Folks, the first phase of this whole thing is over with. Seminoles go 2-1 in the non-conference schedule. What happens next? We get into conference schedule. Folks, that's where it counts. That's where it counts. You play these non-conference games to try to get everything simplified. You play them to get people in key positions and get to rolling. You want to be rolling when you hit conference play. We'll be right back. We're going to let our sponsors get a word in. Thank you so much, sponsors, for allowing us to do what we do with Coach Robert Hooks and sponsoring the Robert Hooks Show. You're going to get to hear every one of them right here. We've had a couple more come on. We appreciate that. We're going to be right back and talk about the Hoxie Mustangs.
First National Bank of Eastern Arkansas is the official bank of the Seminole Nation and the Robert Hooks Show. Our premier sponsor, First National Bank of Eastern Arkansas, is Eastern Arkansas's largest independently owned bank. First National Bank of Eastern Arkansas specializes in all your banking needs, including personal banking, online banking, business banking, savings accounts, loans, CDs, and IRAs. Go down to the First National Bank of Eastern Arkansas, speak with President Greg Reese and Teller Supervisor and Loan Processor Taylor Lucius for all your banking needs. First National Bank of Eastern Arkansas is a proud sponsor of the Osceola Seminole Nation and the Robert Hooks Show. First National Bank of Eastern Arkansas, member FDIC. Bugmobile of Arkansas, located at 408 South Walnut in Osceola, specializes in pest control and termite control for both residential and commercial properties. Owners Oscar and Jade Gonzalez would be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, and you can also contact Bugmobile at 870-563-6811. Bugmobile is a proud sponsor of your Osceola Seminoles and the Seminole Nation. H&R Block of Mississippi County is a tax preparation and financial service located at 2981 West Kaiser in Osceola. They can be reached at 870-563-5710. H&R Block of Mississippi County is a proud sponsor of the Seminole Nation. Ed Harshman and Harshman Rentals, located at 202 West Johnson in Osceola, can meet all of your residential and storage rental needs. Harshman's has apartments and housing located throughout Osceola and Mississippi County, both furnished and unfurnished, available for rent. You can contact Harshman Rentals at 870-563-3694. Ed Harshman and Harshman Rentals are a proud sponsor of Osceola Seminole Athletics and the Seminole Nation. Rolla Swift Funeral Home of Osceola is a proud sponsor of the Seminole Nation and Osceola Seminole Athletics. Located at 2173 US 61 South, Rolla Swift Funeral Home specializes in funeral services and helping families with the costs associated with them. For more information, contact them at 870-563-6578 and speak with David Tucker. Rolla Swift Funeral Home, with all our respect.
Councilmember Tyler Dunnigan is a proud sponsor of the Seminole Nation and the Robert Hooks Show. Tyler is working for a better Osceola with real commitment and real results. Councilmember Tyler Dunnigan for a better Osceola. Farm Bureau Insurance of Osceola and Agent Grant Barnett proudly sponsor the Seminole Nation and the Robert Hooks Show. Contact Grant for all of your auto, home, and life insurance needs. You can see Grant at 3125 West Kaiser in Osceola and contact him at 870-563-6561. Farm Bureau Insurance and Agent Grant Barnett are proud sponsors of the Seminole Nation.
And welcome back to the Robert Hooks Show. Folks, again, don't forget, you can watch the Robert Hooks Show every Tuesday night on our Seminole Nation YouTube channel, your Seminole Nation Facebook page, and the Robert Hooks Show on Facebook and YouTube. But don't forget, also, Apple Podcasts. Bobby, I told you,
Apple ESPN. Podcast.
I had a message from Connecticut. I ain't even listened to it yet. It's on my phone. We'll let the people know next week if it was ESPN or not. I'm just telling y'all. I got a call from Connecticut. They're picking this up. I'm telling you, we're fishing to be big, Bobby. We're fishing to be big.
You're being
the
scammed.
The Robert Hooks Show is fishing to be big.
You're being scammed.
All right. IRS Apple Podcast. Don't forget. You. Twitter. You can get us on Twitter on the Seminole Nation page. What about Instagram? Jay says Instagram. Is there anything I'm missing? LinkedIn. What else we got going on here? Is there anything else that I'm missing? Do you know, Bobby?
I don't know about half of what you've already said.
All right, awesome.
I don't social media.
Good job. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to talk about the Hoxie Mustangs. Folks, this is conference game number one, and I'm going to tell you it's a dangerous game. Hoxie's coming in 3-0 on the season. Got wins over Cave City 48-21. They beat Truman 49-22 and Jonesboro Westside 49-12. And if you look at that three-game stretch there, 48, 49, and 49, got to let you know that Hawks is coming in with a pretty good offense. And they're only giving up, you know, gave up 21 one game, 22, then 12. Defense has got to be pretty good. So right off the front end, we're going to get a very good Tom Sears coach, Hoxie Mustangs. Tom's been doing it a long time, very good coach over at Hoxie. We got to go to Hoxie for that game. So coach, just a little bit about the Hoxie Mustangs. From what we've seen, they run like a little spread offense, maybe a little bit of run pass option. On the offensive side, the quarterback's going to be number 13, Dalen Powell, 6'1", 185 junior. Very good-looking young man at quarterback. Looks like he wants to run the ball a lot, and also he'll throw it back there. So he's a dual-threat quarterback. Looking at your running backs, number 7, Shandarius Powell, 5'8", 163. They also like to use number 3 at running back, senior Davey Powell, 5'7", 153. A lot of Powells, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Big family, I guess, over there at Hoxie. Wide receiver side, they like number 1, Ethan Blocker, 5'9, 148, senior, and also number 18, River Brewer, 5'11, 168. So, coach, Hoxie always seems to reload, and no doubt they got a pretty good football team.
Yes, just like you said, well coached football team. Coach Sears does a great job, he and his staff. He also has the luxury of having his son, who just graduated from UAM, that's helping him out right now, Cole. And you can tell that he's very instrumental. And I think this is going to be a hard-fought ball game with the quarterbacks. Well, first off, the offensive line. Offensive line is really good. They're going to find a body on the body on every single play. Not very many blown assignments. And, the quarterback is a very good, violent, explosive runner. I mean, he has speed, but he runs with anger. He and his brother, number seven. They run the football hard, and you know, he's also able to catch the football out of the backfield, so which provides problems for our defense. And you know, their receivers block hard down the field, and they have a couple guys who can go get it. So you know, our hands are full as far as dealing with those guys on offense, and their defense flies to the ball also. Up front, they get off the ball really good, have good BGO, and I think it's going to be a tough, hard-fought ball game for us.
Bobby, at Hoxie has always give Osceola fits, whether it be at Osceola or at Hoxie. Not too far of a drive, about an hour and 45 minutes, according to, you know, how fast you drive. But going over to Hoxie, they're going to want to knock the Seminoles off, and we got to do all we can to not let that happen.
You know, it's not a new look, Hoxie offense that we've seen in the past. Coach Sears has kind of ran the same style offense for quite a while. I just don't think he's had all the pieces like he has it this year. He's really, really stacked on the offensive side of the ball. They've always produced a good line over there. They've always had good, decent size on their offensive line. And they've always ran the football really well. I think what you see now is the RPO and the availability, like you said, to have that violent runner at quarterback that's going to get out there and make you pay with his legs. I think that's something that's been missing for them for a while. Coach Sears always seems to have that football team ready to play. Always, even in the years that they were a little bit down, you never could expect a victory. You had to go over and play hard. Yeah. So I think it's going to be a hard-fought ball game. I think the interior of the defensive line is going to get tested again. I think he's going to be doing some of the same things that we've seen Valley View and Gosnell do, and they're going to try to exploit those defensive ends and the over-pursuit. But I do believe that we match up with them very well speed-wise, and I think if we're able to contain that quarterback, that's a long way to a victory right there if we can keep him in control.
Yeah. Coach, talk a little bit about the defense the Hoxie likes to run.
Well, they're going to run a 3-3 man free, or a 4-2 man free is typically what they like to run. But they've also run a 3-2 versus us in the past. So, you know, right now that's one of the things that we're kind of really we've seen them versus two run teams. So we really don't know how they'll defend us right now. So we're going to work on a number of things. Good thing that we have an extra week. Just work on what ifs. What if they come out in this? So, but typically they're three broken stack or 5-1 you may call it, but we'll just have to wait and see what they do. But we're gonna work on what they have done to us in the past.
Well, I know being around all these games I've been doing on the radio and this year for the live feed, Coach Sears is a very smart coach when it comes to coaching a ball game. He'll want to probably throw some stuff at you that maybe you hadn't seen or you have, but maybe it's got a little wrinkle to it. Right. Try to catch you off guard. One thing I have found out about an Osceola defense is you may get them a little bit at the beginning, but they learn real fast about what you're trying to do, and then they make you adjust. And I really believe in my heart that if the Sentinels come out and just play good, fundamentally sound defense, I think we'll be in the ball game. Offensively, Coach, I like our chances. Both teams are gonna do different things. They're trying to get the ball down the field. Both got tons of speed. Look forward to that. Maybe it comes down to special teams again. But I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing that can be the equalizer is the crowd. So, folks, let me tell you something. The non-conference schedule is over. The conference schedule starts now, this Friday night at Hoxie, 7 o'clock. We need you to drive that hour and 30 minutes, hour and 45 minutes. We need that stands full. We need a playoff atmosphere. Bernard Lofton, I know you watch this every week, and I appreciate all your texts and stuff like that, buddy. Rally the troops, just like we did for the Rising game. We want that at Hoxie this Friday night because, buddy, I'm going to tell you something. If we can get the crowd in it, get behind the Seminoles, that might be what it takes to get them over the hump. We need to be 1-0 coming out of this ball game this Friday night. Hoxie, a very dangerous team. They're very well coached, very well improved, but so are the Osceola Seminoles. Coach Robert Hooks will have the Seminoles ready. Bobby, keys to the game on beating the Hoxie Mustangs.
The defense has to shore up in the front. We got to stop the run. We're going to have to try and make them beat us in the air. And that goes back to that over-pursuit by the linebackers, maintaining their distance off the line of scrimmage, scraping down that line. The defensive front in the Gosnell game at the end of the game did a much better job soaking up those blocks, getting some penetration. And I think that's the key on those counters that we've seen hurt us so bad, is getting a little penetration in there and soaking up that pull, that kick out on the defensive end, so we can play some contained football and allow those linebackers to get down the line of scrimmage and make those tackles. I think the real key for Osceola is eliminating the penalties, playing focused football, keeping their head on their shoulders, and you know, the false starts. And I don't know how many we've had on the year, but there's been tons of them.
Yes.
You know, getting prepared, like Coach has said, you're going to play how you practice. Getting out there and practice, getting prepared, eliminate those penalties, quit shooting ourselves in the foot, because we obviously have the ability to move the football. We've done that all year. We've moved the football well all year. We can eliminate those penalties, play with some composure. That's a long way toward winning a football game. Coach Sears is a passionate coach. He brings a passion to that football team. You can bet Hoxie stands will be full. This is the best start to a season they've had in a while. I'm sure that town is excited about where that football team is. I know Coach Sears will be fired up. He always is fired up on that sideline. He's going to have those kids ready to play there at home. We need our fans to travel. They need to travel and get there and support the Seminole football team. You know, Trey's going to show up. Greg's going to show up. MJ's going to show up. Rod's going to show up. Who else is going to show up?
That's right.
And I think that's where we find out the measure of the team and what we do from here.
Right. I agree.
I'd like to say this. Kenyon Troop is a guy who's he's tried to put a body on every single play. And I think if the offensive line did better on last Friday, if they'll continue to work and follow Troop's lead, I think we could be a very dangerous football team.
I agree 100%. I mean, you heard it there from the coach. All he wants you to do, folks, is show up this Friday night over at Hoxie, 7 o'clock. Let's get behind the Seminoles. Hey, I want to pack the stands. I want to be able to show that camera and show everybody that's not able to make it, is going to pick it up on the live stream or the Sudbury Radio Sports app. I want to show them a full house. We want it to be loud. We want it to be deafening. It's intimidation, folks. If we can get up on this Hoxie Mustang team and there's crowds into it, it's another dimension of what them kids over at Hoxie's thinking in their head. And you want to make sure you can you get over to Hoxie this Friday night. Call your friends. Ride together, carpool, stop and eat. Just get there about 7 o'clock, and get in the stands, and let's root the Seminoles on to victory. Coach, anything else on the Hoxie Mustangs? Nothing to say. Folks, before we go, we're going to start something new this week. I talked to you about it in the past. We're going to have the conference pick them. Me and Bobby's going to pick them. Coach is not going to pick them. He may give us some insight on what he thinks about some of these teams if he wants to. We're not going to press him to talk about any of these teams. We're worried about Hoxie. So, looking at the conference schedule, Bobby, Osceola is at Hoxie this Friday night. We don't have to pick that game because we're going to call it. But we've already talked about the keys to both teams winning the ball game. So it ought to be a good game this Friday night at Hoxie at 7 o'clock. Bobby, the Piggott Mohawks travel to the Manila Lions. What do you think about the Piggott Mohawks at the Manila Lions?
You know, we were a little bit surprised by Piggott. They had a nice win last week. Manila had a nice win Friday night. Piggott's a kind of a powerful football team. They like to run the football, like to run it down your throat. Manila seems to have found an identity a little bit, and I think, though, that Piggott probably brings a little too much to the table for Manila to handle. I'm looking for Piggott to win that one.
Bobby takes Piggott over the Manila Lions, and for me, you know, Piggott is they're well-coached. They are going to pound you and pound you and pound you, folks. That's just the way Piggott is. Manila, new coach, new system. They're going to play hard. There's no doubt about it. It's at Manila. But I'm just like Bobby. I'm going with the Pickett Mohawks to beat the Manila Lions at Manila this Friday night. Walnut Ridge at Newport, Bobby.
That to me is pretty easy to pick there. Newport has really put some nice pieces to the puzzle in place. You know, we had a shootout with them last year there in Newport, and they've added to that football team. They've looked good the opening 3 weeks and seem to have it clicking. I don't think Walnut Ridge matches up there. I have to pick Newport.
Bobby takes Newport, Walnut Ridge at Newport. You know, Coach Lee's Walnut Ridge goes to Corning. They had another coach at Walnut Ridge, still playing hard, good, fundamentally sound football at Walnut Ridge. Newport is reloaded. Got a quarterback that can throw and run. The only thing right now that Newport's working on is the defense. They are giving up some points on defense, but, boy, can they score some points on the offensive side of the ball. Coach, I don't think Walnut Ridge can keep up. I think Newport's going to win big over Walnut Ridge this Friday night. And the last conference game, Bobby, Harrisburg travels to Corning.
I don't know a lot about what Harrisburg has in place this year. I haven't had a chance to watch any huddle film on them yet. I have watched a little bit of Corning. I'm not especially impressed with what Corning's putting on the field. And I think that possibly that Harrisburg, based on what I've read, has some nice pieces in place. So I'm going to pick Harrisburg in that one.
Bobby picks Harrisburg at Corning. Folks, let me tell you a little bit about Corning. Corning gets their first win in a number of years over
Rector.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They had to play twice. They beat Rector week one, and then they played last Friday night. Rector beat Corning, so they split. Just a scheduling issue why they played twice. Harrisburg's got a good football team, no doubt about it. But I'm going to go out on a limb on this one. I think the streak is over. Corning is going to get their first conference win in a number of years, folks. And I'm not sitting here downing them by no means. So if you're watching the Robert Hook Show from Corning, we're not downing you.
No.
We're just saying that you hadn't won a conference game in a while. It's been tough. You got a new coach. He's very well. He's a good coach, Coach Treadway.
Treadway.
He comes over from Walnut Ridge. I'm going to pick it. If I lose it, I lose it. But I think Corning gets the upset this Friday night at home against Harrisburg. So
I appreciate that. That's a good start to the year for me. I'll be 1-0 at the end of this thing. That's great stuff.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
Harrisburg is a good football team.
Are they a good football team?
Good football team. Well coached, Coach Thornton. Coach Treadway does a great job, and I think that his kids are going to be – I think every team in the conference is better than they were last year. But I think Harrisburg is a really good football team.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
You know, there's a trend here on the show, folks, and I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it even kind of comes out in the live feed broadcast we do the games that Coach Hooks and I seem to agree a lot. You know, that's because that's the Luxor upbringing. I'm just going to put it out there.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's good, you know, good sound intelligence. You know, we're trying to bring some of that into you. We're trying to help
you. Well, I understand that, and I appreciate that. But, you know, Randy Travis wrote a song about it. It's called I Told You So. And after this week, when we come back the next week, I'm going to sit up here on TV and tell y'all, I told you so. Randy Travis.
We'll be waiting.
Hey, look that up. It's on iTunes. Randy Travis. I told you so.
Are you getting paid for that?
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. Corning upsets Harrisburg. It's coming down to it, I'm telling you. So, folks, at this time, we're going to finish up here. That's our pick'em. You know, we tell you every week we got something huge coming up for the homecoming week.
It's getting bigger.
It's getting bigger every day. We got more ideas coming in from all over the city. It's so great to see the city of Osceola get behind this Robert Hook Show and the Seminole Nation. And what we're wanting to do. Folks, I'll tell you this. That's all I'm going to tell you. It's going to be big, and it's going to be live. And that's all I can tell you. You'll know the week before. We'll let you know what it's going to be. We're going to blast it on the social media sites. But it's going to be huge for the Robert Hook Show. We're going to go live. I'll tell you that much. We're going to be live for that hour. It will be an hour show. be live. And
maybe more than one show.
I can't. It could be more than one. You don't ever know. Or we might run that one in the ground and not do no more. I don't know. But I'm just telling you, we're going to do a live show on the homecoming week. We've got a lot of people involved. Man, it's going to be awesome, is all I can say. You ain't going to want to miss it. For Coach Robert Hooks, Bobby Eflin, thank y'all for tuning in. See you at Hoxie, 7 o'clock this Friday night. Hoxie and Osceola. Y'all have a good night.